to America's Hat. I'm Chris.
Welcome to Canada's Shorts. I'm Nathan.
And we're back. It's been a few weeks.
Two-ish? Kind of?
Yeah, something like that. Nathan's kind of turning into a diva over here. You know, I can't do anything this week. I have my birthday, and I have to take an entire week off just because it's my birthday. And then last week, I don't even know what your excuse was.
I was really... Oh, God. Last week was ridiculous. There was a convention up here. It was just a one-day convention, and I had to plan this stupid panel, and there was all this drama around it. And it was just...
Drama?
Oh, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Wait. How do you say that word?
After I said it, I immediately was like, oh crap, he's gonna lecture me on this one. I'm just gonna leave it alone.
Drama?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I said drama. What are you talking about? I don't know what I also say both, so
both? Like with an L?
Yeah, with an L. So screw you.
I've heard that one. I've heard of some people say it that way, so that one's not as I mean, it's okay. I have friends of mine that make fun of the way I talk because I don't sound like I'm from the South, and there's certain words that sounds like I have a northern accent. So, they make fun of me for the way I say hot dog. But that's just me.
That was beautiful. Say that again.
Thank you.
I liked that.
Hot dog.
Are you from like Hoboken or something?
Nope, North Carolina born and bred, you know? Never lived anywhere outside the state.
Hot dog.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to our regularly scheduled podcast, where we're not going to just make fun of each other's accents. This week, we're going to talk about some sports. And just the differences of certain sports and what's big here, what's big there. We felt like this was pretty timely, seeing as how the Super Bowl is this upcoming weekend, and pretty much all of America stops for the Super Bowl. Like, it's an unofficial holiday that probably should be official down here.
Yeah, it would probably work well. We don't care.
Right.
There's a lot
and
of
so
betting
that's where
that happens, even in here. Like, I used to go to these family dinners on Sundays, and every year there'd be, like, some weird betting garbage going on for the Super Bowl. Sorry, that probably sounded offensive. I just called the Super Bowl garbage. Didn't mean that. I really did not mean that.
Fair enough. It happens. It's something I've noticed a lot more lately, and I don't know how it's probably been going on forever. I just never noticed it until now. A lot of weird side bets too. Like, people are taking bets on if the opening coin flip is going to be heads or tails.
Really?
What kind of commercials are going to be in the first half of the game? Or
that heads or tails one would be super easy. It's all probability.
Right. Then there's like, you know, there's bets on if the opening kickoff gets returned for a touchdown, or if one of the quarterbacks has a certain number, like an exact number of yardage or something like that. They get very specific, and the list is just endless as far as the amount of bets that gets placed on Super Bowl Sunday. And I think I'm very ignorant when it comes to placing bets. It's just something I've never gotten into. But it just sounds like if you're making that many bets over that much, you know, meaningless crap, then you probably have a problem, you know?
Yeah, but I can understand a bet being like, oh, the 49ers and that other team, which one will win? I don't know what the other team is. I just know the 49ers because it's weird to have a name team named after numbers. You could at least call them, like, the 42ers and then have a team full of, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy fans. That would be cool.
I think the team name was around before Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I doubt that.
And it's a reference to
is it the 49th? Oh, okay. I was gonna say, is it the 49th state? I don't know what state it's in. I don't know what team that is.
You don't know what state the San Francisco 49ers
San Francisco.
Are
in? I didn't know what city they were from, for that matter.
Oh, okay.
I don't follow football. I barely follow Canadian football.
Fair enough. And the other team, by the way, is the Baltimore Ravens.
That's a better name. I'm all right with that name. I don't like the Patriots. That's like the only... Yeah, that's the only team name I can think of off the top of my head. I don't even know where they're from. I just know their name.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, we're just from the New England-ish territory.
I don't,
whatever.
Where's New England? What is that? Like, explain that. I don't actually
know
what...
New England is basically all of the northern states.
That's like the 13 colonies area, right? Like,
yeah,
before
the Revolution. Well, kind
of, because,
I mean, you know... the original, like, as like straight off the Mayflower, kind of those territories.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and it basically now is just reference to the northeastern part of the country, like Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut.
So all of those states have one football team?
No. No, because there's two teams in New York. You know, there's two teams in Pennsylvania. Like, but they just wanted to call. You know,
the New England
they
Patriots.
Really should. They should be called the Boston Patriots.
New England sounds better.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But Boston pretty much identifies with New England because they're in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Moving on from that. So you said you really don't know much about the NFL. Is that just because it's not a huge deal up there?
I can't even say it's not a huge deal. I only really like and or watch football because my brother played football when he was, like, 11 till he graduated. So right. I know enough about football. And then, again, that's Canadian football, so it's quite a bit different than American football.
It's not that different.
It's pretty different.
It's the field's longer.
Yeah, the ball's
right?
a different
and
shape.
Like a different shape.
It's not like a completely different shape. It's like longer and thin. No, it's bigger. Our ball is bigger.
Your balls are bigger.
Our balls are bigger. We got really good balls.
We're getting in explicit territory, sir.
Right. Sorry. We're talking about footballs. I don't know what you're talking about. You're disgusting.
Okay. So
you're disgusting, sir.
How dare you? So part of the reason that I went with this topic this week, it's partly, for selfish reasons. I'm a huge Chicago Bears fan. Okay. And I'm
Bears,
not expecting
that's the Chicago name. Bears, Cubs, KL, yeah. That makes sense.
Fair enough. and yeah, I don't expect you to know anything about the Bears
no.
or anything like that. but recently we had fired our head coach, Lovie
Smith.
That's
right. Smith.
And he's been the coach for quite a few years now, which is a rare thing in the NFL. Usually coaches don't have a very good shelf life. And I'm just giving you backstory just so you know what the situation is. Essentially, normally what they do is they'll interview a bunch of offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators around the league that are already in the league, you know, currently. Or they'll get, like, a head coach from college or something like that. The Bears went and did pretty much what nobody has done before. They hired a head coach from the Canadian Football League, Mark Trestman. And who he, before, he's been the head coach for the Montreal
Alouettes. Yep.
Okay. It's such a Montreal.
It really is. It really is.
He's been their head coach for the past 5 years. Before that, he was in the NFL as an offensive coordinator. Apparently, he's a big offensive genius. Whatever. But still, it's been the last 5 years in Canada. Montreal, they've had a lot of success, right? Lately,
I think so. I think they...
Within the past 5 years.
Within the past 5 years, I think they've run 2 or 3 Grey Cups. Please don't quote me on that. Anyone who's listening that knows sports better
right.
than me, please don't crucify
I think
me.
And I think I've seen the same number online, so you're fine.
But it doesn't matter,
because
the Rough
part
Riders
of the reason why
are
I
the only team
that
matters.
Right.
Rough Riders.
And that's part of the reason why I wanted to bring it up, because I have no idea anything about the Canadian Football League. So I was like... I was trying to calm my own nerves by talking to you, my resident Canadian friend.
I bet that
if
helped
you
a
know
lot.
Anything about... a Well, every now and then. It's always good to have a. It's always good to have a Canadian in your back pocket.
I don't like being in your back pocket. You sit on me too often.
So, yeah, so...
Oh, also apologies for how I sound. Not only do I sound this week like I'm in a bathroom, I also sound like I'm dying. So, I have a cold flu thing I've gone through, like 12 packs of Halls and like a million bottles of water. Like liter and a half bottles of water.
Well, way to bring that up like 10 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah, I just remembered that. Okay?
People have already turned us off by now.
Yeah, probably. I'm sorry. Well, at least we got some listeners. It still counts towards our go. It still counts towards our goal. Do we have a? We don't have
Fair
a
enough.
Goal.
No, there's no goal really. We're just throwing this out there. Whoever listens, and yeah. You know, mainly what we're our aim to do it here is to give Joel a huge migraine from editing all this.
Oh, in that case, you want me to like turn on my television and radio? That'd be hilarious. And unplug my earphones.
Absolutely, make it the most unintelligible thing in the ever.
Sounds perfect. I'll put on like the most Canadian. I'll put on like Bob and Doug McKenzie and SCTV, and it'll just be super Canadian.
I'm okay with that.
All right, perfect.
Okay, so getting back to the topic here, something recently happened in sports that is something that both me and Nathan can get excited about.
CM Punk lost his title.
Hockey's back.
Oh, right, yeah, hockey.
Hockey is back. You're a Oilers fan, yes?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm actually a Red Wings fan.
That just doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't, does it? Not at all.
Being a Canadian and not being... At least, you know, a Canadian hockey team fan.
It goes like Red Wings, then Oilers, to be fair, and the Flames can go die.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I used to be a big Dallas Stars fan when I was younger. Then the first lockout from a few years ago happened.
5 years, yeah.
You know, that year we went the entire year without hockey.
And then the next season, the Oilers were in the Stanley Cup. So I'm hoping, I've got hopes on that next year the Oilers will be in the Stanley
it's
Cup.
It's a good sign.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But when it came back after that lockout, I just couldn't get back into it for some reason. Like, pretty much hockey was my go-to sport at that time. And whenever it was gone, pretty much that's when I just made the switch to football. And I've been addicted to football ever since.
That's fair.
Lately, now I was able to get back into it. Mostly when the Blackhawks made their Stanley Cup run.
Mm.
So ever since then, I've been a big Blackhawks fan.
There is a bit of a kind of a backstory to me liking the Red Wings more than the Oilers. He's kind of my grandpa, kind of not. It's kind of confusing, and I don't really feel like going into it. My kind of grandpa played for the Red Wings in the 50s. 56, 57, 58, I believe.
Wow.
So there's kind of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Well, fine. Don't go into it then.
He didn't really... I think he scored, like, 5 goals.
I mean, that's 5 more goals than I ever
scored. Yeah, me too. High school floor hockey? No.
Yeah, I was a goalie, so that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, okay, that I don't know, I've seen some goalies make some goals.
Oh, yeah, well, like...
To be fair, it was, like, the WHL, but...
Right.
Do you know what the WHL is? It's the
not really
Western Hockey League. It's the
is that like, kind of like a developmental
kind of like the juniors and like then there's
right.
So like in Edmonton there's the Oil Kings and then there's the Oilers.
Right.
And so typically you get the Oil Kings playing like while the lockout was going on. That's all we had. We had Oil Kings. We had a lot
right.
of Oil Kings games.
Yeah.
Because they're in a different hockey league. They're in a junior hockey league. Except. They're all around the same age as a lot of the Oilers. I went to school with a lot of them. They're around my age and anywhere to, like, I think, like, 35.
Hmm. Yeah, because we had
closer to 25.
A local team. Yeah, we had a local team and the town I grew up in Fayetteville, the Fayetteville Force. I forgot what league it was, but essentially they were a feed system to the Hurricanes at the time. And then that team got sold, and we had another team come in. I have no idea what affiliations, if any, they have any.
There is so much garbage going up here right now with the Oilers. It's ridiculous. Daryl Cates is an idiot. Daryl Cates is
explain for the listeners at home.
Yeah,
especially the Americans.
Yeah, I was about to
listen to this.
Daryl Cates is the owner of the Oilers.
Okay.
He's a massive tool. Everyone says like Bettman's a tool because of all this lockout garbage. Imagine like Bettman and like multiply him by 10 or like 100, and then maybe you have Daryl Cates.
Yeah, because a lot of people are blaming Bettman like specifically for the lockout.
Oh yeah, no, that's all his fault. The Daryl Cates is just an idiot who's trying to sell the Oilers and take them down to the States, and it makes no
sense.
Sorry?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Like, as much as that town rallies around that team.
Well, first off, this town exists because of the Oilers, pretty much.
Right.
Second off.
I mean, the same exact thing with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Green Bay, Wisconsin is not much of a town. But the only reason that city, that football team exists still is because the town wants it. Like, the town actually, the people of Green Bay, Wisconsin, are the majority shareholders.
Well,
of that
like,
team.
And I don't mean that
or minority
like,
or something like that.
Edmonton's not much of a town. It's a city. It's the capital of the province I live in.
Right.
I currently live in the capital city of Alberta. But those of you who want to stalk me,
they know exactly. Yeah,
that was probably really stupid.
oh, it's fine.
Anyway, the town kind of formed around the Oilers. Like, as they started getting big, this town kind of started, like, coming together and being, like, a really good city. And it's just, it's kind of an inspirational story. You should watch the documentary Hockey, A People's History.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I've been trying to find it somewhere. I haven't been able to do that yet.
It's a really good documentary. But anyway, Daryl Cates, for the last 5, 6, 10 years has been trying to get us to build a new arena in downtown Edmonton.
Right.
We have a really nice arena. Well, it's not really nice. It's pretty old, but it's still nice. It's called Rexall Place. It used to be called the Coliseum. Then it was the Skyreach Center. Now it's Rexall Place, which is also owned by Daryl Cates because he owns Rexall. Rexall's a group of pharmacies. And he keeps threatening, being like, if this thing isn't built, I'm going to take the Oilers away and move them to the States. And first off, he can't do that because he just can't. The NHL Commissioners Board or whatever they're called just won't let him do that. And second off, if he did, we'd probably all murder him. Edmontonians would probably all get together and probably kill him.
I mean, the ESPN did a documentary, part of their 30 for 30 series. One of the ones they did was when Gretzky was traded to the LA Kings.
Mm.
And just seeing footage of, you know, how angry people were over that.
Yep.
I can't imagine how angry they would be if they lost the team completely.
Well, I think finally everything's been worked out and we are going to be getting the new arena. Because I think I read somewhere that if there isn't a new arena by 2016, one that meets like, the standards of whatever the standards are, that he can take the team away. So I think they're, now that that's kind of in a realistic time crunch, that's only 3 years away, then they have pretty much, they've gotten a pretty good start on it, I think. The area's been claimed, I think the designs have been approved. So, theoretically, we're getting a new arena in the next 3 years, which will be nice.
Good.
And it'll be really close
to
where I live.
There's, from what I understand, there was a football team, an NFL team, that was facing that similar situation. And it fits in, because it was actually the San Francisco 49ers, one of the teams in the Super Bowl. They had been threatening for a while that if the city of San Francisco didn't approve of a new stadium, then the owners were actually going to just leave. which seemed like a high kind of a threat to make, because San Francisco is, you know, one of the more historical NFL teams, blah, blah, blah.
So, like the Oilers?
Kinda. There's only a handful of teams that have won as many Super Bowls as the 49ers. It's
so
the 49ers,
the bets
the
are looking
Packers.
Pretty good on the 49ers winning, eh?
Actually, every time that they've been in the Super Bowl, they've won.
Oh, and wow.
That's they've won five Super Bowls. Now, they haven't been since the mid-90s, so it's been a while. But they have a perfect record in the Super Bowl.
That'll be interesting. I guess I'm probably going to watch.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch at work.
Oh,
I mean, if my boss is listening to this podcast, I'm totally not going to watch this at work.
Yeah, boss. Chris's boss.
Yeah. But anyway,
give him a raise.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Thank you.
25%.
So much. I'll take it.
Yeah.
And I've seen photos. I've never been that far out west, but I've seen photos of their football stadium, and it is pretty rough looking. They've been wanting a new stadium for years now, and the city kept turning them down. So no one was making the move until the team owners were finally like, "We're going to move into a different city in California somewhere if you don't fix this." And so they're finally giving in, and I think they're going to start soon. I don't know. Again, I don't live there, so obviously I don't.
And they're
really
not your team, so.
And they're not my team. I don't pay that close attention to it. So.
There was the really stupid thing about him even threatening on taking the Oilers anywhere but Edmonton, and really anywhere in the States at all. No offense. No.
I fully accept the fact that hockey is a Canadian sport.
Yeah, well,
and
it's not even our national sport. Fun fact. Lacrosse is.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that might have changed recently. I think I heard my friends talking about that. But last I checked, lacrosse is Canada's national sport.
As far as, like, everyone watches it on TV?
Or... I've never seen a game of lacrosse played in my life.
Okay, well, that's pretty much how it's defined here in America. Like, whichever sport gets, like, the most ratings, that's America's sport.
Oh, okay.
For a long time, it was baseball. Since the mid-90s or so, it's been all football.
Right. So, yeah, like I was saying.
And then, of course, NASCAR is closing in.
Yeah. That's not a sport. No,
I knew because I know that you thoroughly despise NASCAR.
Oh, I hate NASCAR. We can get into that a bit later. But like I was saying, the Oilers rake in a ridiculously large sum of money in Edmonton, and that
right.
doesn't make sense because they don't win. They're
for the last
decade since Wayne Gretzky left. The Oilers have been a really bad team. People still support them because people still support their teams. That's how it works. That's how sports works.
Right.
But if he
took... Same reason why I still support the Cubs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If he took the Oilers and transplanted them to Texas, I don't know. Even what's the biggest hockey city in Edmonton? Yeah, in the States. Do you have an idea?
I would probably say Detroit.
Okay, so I'm good with that. I'm all right with that answer. So if he went and took them to Detroit...
It would be between that and Jersey.
Okay. So anyway, if he went and took them to Detroit, or really any city in the States, they would not make the amount of money that they are making here, because people just would not buy the tickets. Because they're a pretty crappy team.
Right. And plus, even the good teams, they don't get a whole lot of money. It's just because, you know, people aren't in the States aren't as big into
exactly.
it anymore. And they're definitely not getting they're not going to get a whole lot of TV ratings.
I think in like Canada, it goes the Edmonton Oilers and the Montreal Canadiens are the highest grossing teams because they're just
Really?
Ancient.
I would, to be honest with you, I would have guessed the Calgary.
Ugh.
It seems like the Calgary fans are just rabid.
They're insane.
Yeah.
The Calgary I remember fights,
it was
games. Games, fights, they're fights. They're just fights.
I remember when the last time Calgary was in the playoffs, I remember hearing about the riots.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that just like a Calgary thing, or is that like
that's kind of a Toronto thing?
Like,
not Toronto, Vancouver. Vancouver went into a riot.
I remember.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
that was
that
horrifying.
Was that after the Blackhawks beat them?
I think so. That sounds right. Like there were fires and like cars were being like it was horrifying. Like I live an hour and a half plane ride away from there. And, like, a 2 or 3 day drive because of the friggin' mountains. And I was horrified because of that. And it was far away. It was pretty intense.
I haven't seen a whole lot of stuff like that over football or the NBA or definitely not hockey. The only thing I've seen anything close to that over would be college basketball.
I love college basketball so much. It's awesome.
And
go
you can
Cougars.
Imagine how crazy it is. You can imagine how crazy it is down here in the Carolinas between, you know, the Chapel Hill, Tar Heels, and the Duke Blue Devils. Probably one of the biggest college basketball rivalries ever. I'm like right in the middle of it. I'm a UNC fan myself.
I'm a BYU Cougars fan.
Do what?
BYU Cougars.
I had no idea.
Brigham Young University Cougars. They're Utah.
They have a big fan base?
Okay, I'm a born and raised Mormon, so...
Right, there you
and
go.
And, like, we love basketball. Like, that's the reason I don't really think many Canadians really like basketball, but Mormons love basketball, and I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, because dear Lord, the fans, they're not, like, insane, but they are very, very, strongly heard.
Well,
whenever
who was
at a
that,
Utah Jazz game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who? I was watching the Jeff Probst show like 2 months ago, and he had this guy who came on, and he was a professional heckler in the like 80s and 90s for I can't remember what team. Is Isaiah Thompson a basketball
professional?
Player? Isaiah Thompson's a basketball player, right? That name sounds familiar.
I think that's the name
of the guy. But, like, he'd go to basketball games, and he would just heckle, and it would get, like, bad. But everyone knew it wasn't really a big deal because he was just...
He's a professional heckler.
He's just joking around, and he's just bothering them, and he loved the team that he did it to. He just annoyed the crap out of them. One of the basketball players ended up throwing their shoe at him, and I'm pretty sure it's Isaiah Thompson. That name is just, like, in my brain.
Oh, Isaiah Thomas?
Thomas, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the internet feed isn't all that good, so I couldn't really exactly hear what you're doing. Yeah, it was Isaiah Thomas. He played for the Knicks?
That sounds right.
Or he was a coach for the Knicks. I don't know. He was either that or the Pistons, one or the other.
Yeah, one of those sounds right. It's really cool. It was an interesting interview because they ended up getting that basketball player to come up. Like, he was sitting in the audience, and they were interviewing this heckler. And then he mentions that he threw a shoe at him, and he stands up and hucks his shoe at him. And he comes up, and they hug, and then they just have a grand old time for the next 30 minutes.
Nice.
It was really cool.
Nice. The weird thing about college basketball, at least with the UNC-Duke rivalry, and I've noticed this a lot with Chapel Hill students and fans, they don't riot when they lose. They riot when they win.
That's kind of weird.
And they just, a lot of my Carolina friends here will know what I'm talking about, but there's a street that's right by campus called Franklin Street.
Okay.
And pretty much after any type of win, especially if they win the national championship, that don't even try taking your car down there because you won't make it very long and your car will probably get turned over and probably set on fire. Like, there's, like, yeah, and they set up bonfires, and people are, like, hopping over the fire all night.
That's terrifying.
And completely, like, shoulder-to-shoulder people standing everywhere. Climbing trees, jumping off of trees, climbing stoplight poles, and it gets insane. And this is, and again, this is when they win. Like, I mean, yeah, they get pretty angry and they might mess up some stuff whenever they lose to Duke or something. But I don't know exactly if that is something that goes on around the country. But I know in this state, especially if you live close to Chapel Hill, this happens. And it's insane. Like, I like my teams and all, but I don't know if it's just I'm too even keel or I'm too lazy.
I think it's probably too lazy, because I'm definitely too lazy to get involved. Oh, my team lost.
I mean, I'm not happy about it, but I don't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, I burnt down the movie theater when CM Punk lost, but that's another story. That's just...
Right.
Small potatoes.
Oh, okay. This is going to be... We're going to dip into a tiny little story about wrestling.
Oh, I'm good with that.
With this past recent Royal Rumble and Punk lost to The Rock. Did you hear about the 77-year-old dude that
got
shot
in the
face?
And he was still more pissed than...
He was... Yeah. Like, he did an interview, and he was like... And, you know, he... spoiler, everyone. He's alive, and he's fine. He just...
Spoiler alert, he didn't die, you guys.
I think he just lost an eye.
Yeah, correct. Something. I think, like, his
he lost an eye. So they interviewed him, and they're like, they were, you know, just seeing how he was feeling. He's like, I'm okay. I'm not thrilled about it. But I'm still more pissed that CM Punk lost than I am about getting shot in the face.
That made me so happy. I saw that on Squared Circle, the wrestling subreddit, and that
I
was so giddy.
Yeah. And I mean, and that it fits along with what we're talking about with, like, sports fans and stuff, just being so emotionally invested.
Did you
in it,
see?
You know,
there is this video of this like this 35-year-old neckbeard living in his mom's basement. You saw the video?
The large kid. He's got like a replica championship hanging on his shoulder,
yes.
Watching, standing and watching.
Yes.
And he was just so. Like, I think he was more pissed that Punk lost because of people's elbow.
Yeah,
I was actually pretty annoyed by
that. I'm not going to lie, that
I was too,
me.
But I didn't, like, you know, huff and puff and stomp away.
Yeah,
because, like, that's literally what he did. He threw the belt down,
and then
he
went
and just
found
charged
his, like, I think
his room.
SummerSlam or Survivor Series DVD or Blu-ray that he had, and he, like, rips the case apart and, like, snaps the disc and throws it and just freaks.
Wow,
it was ridiculous. Oh, sports fans.
There was another video back at last year's WrestleMania whenever Cena lost. And there was this guy who was just watching in a trailer park with, I'm guessing,
well, there's his
mom.
First mistake. That's just going to go bad, period. He lives in a trailer park.
Right. And he was so pissed, like yelling at the screen, yelling at everyone else in the house. It was just special.
There were these.
I love. That's one of my favorite things to do on YouTube, is to, like, look at people. Okay, for one thing, why are you recording yourself watching something?
Yeah, that's just weird.
That's the first thing I can't get over. Second of all, I just love seeing their reaction. Now I understand, like, if someone else is, like, quietly recording them and they don't know, because they know the kind of reaction they're about to have whenever something goes wrong. But, like, the day after the Super Bowl, those YouTube videos are so fun to watch.
This is still going with the wrestling thing about, like, fans and how they react. I go to a movie theater and watch the pay-per-views because I can get in for relatively cheap and not pay $50 to $75 for a pay-per-view.
And you don't have to hunt the internet for streams.
Exactly. Yeah. So I go there. The Rumble was packed. It was ridiculous. It was in a pretty small theater, and it was packed. So first thing, because we're Canadian, Chris Jericho comes out number two at the Royal Rumble entrant.
I bet you guys
and
went completely
insane. It was insane. Like, my friend, I was with three friends. There was Kevin, Josh, and Ryan. And we're sitting there, and I'm like, I think Kane's going to come out second. Because it kind of makes sense for what he said. kind of. Right. And then I realized I'm an idiot, and he meant that he'd see Daniel Bryan. Anyway, that's not important. And so I'm sitting there, Dolph Ziggler's doing his thing, and the lights go off, and I'm like, okay, there's three people that this could be. And then all of a sudden,
Well, see, the thing is, the music hit before the lights went out. And it took me a second. I was like, whose music is that? I know it's someone. Oh, it's Jericho.
And, like, as soon as the music hit, our theater just erupted. And you couldn't hear anything for the next, like, however long his entrance was. You couldn't hear Cole or JBL, anyone. You couldn't hear anything. You couldn't hear his music. You couldn't hear him going, yeah, baby! Or whatever he was yelling. And all you heard was the people in the movie theater just freaking out. It was amazing. And then I look after everyone dies down and I'm giving everyone around me high fives like it's my fault that Chris Jericho's back. I'm like, yeah, guys, he's back. Look at me. I'm awesome. The kid beside me is like, so who's Chris Jericho? And I'm like, oh, right, you don't really watch wrestling. You're only just getting into it.
Right.
But, like, there's these people who are always there, and they make fun of me for supporting CM Punk. They are the biggest Cena marks I've met in my life. I've had great conversations with them outside of the theater, like in between pay-per-views or when we're getting food. But inside of the theater, we hate each other. Because they...
So these are... Male friends?
Yes.
Yes?
They're not friends. How old are these guys aren't friends. They're just people that I see every month at the pay-per-views. Yeah. They're probably in their mid-teens.
Oh, okay. And that explains it.
I've never liked John Cena. I started watching wrestling when I was in, like, grade 5. My friend Shane got me into it, and he loved John Cena. But then again...
I thought he was okay.
Shane was, like, this big rap-is-awesome person. So, and that was John Cena's thing, right? Thugonomics, and I just thought he was an idiot. Anyway, three kids and their dad, who showed up to the Royal Rumble for the first time, is also a Cena mark, apparently. They cheer for everything I hate about wrestling. Everything. Ryback comes out, and there is this one kid. He's just freaking out. He's, like, so excited, and he's like, oh my god, Ryback! And he's just freaking out. He's marking out harder than anyone I've seen in my life. And it was just pathetic. And it was... I hope they're not listening, because then they're going to know I think they're idiots. But I love having conversations with them, because we just leave the fact that we despise each other. Like, I'll be walking to go get stuff, and they're like, CM Punk sucks, and you're an idiot, and stuff. And they're coming up with all these great junior high insults. And I'm like, yeah, says the person wearing a Cena t-shirt. And then I just walk out and grab my food and stuff. It's great.
Okay, so I have a question. Okay. Well, okay. Let's make the assumption that wrestling is a sport.
Wait, it's not.
Would you say, like, wrestling was, like, right up there with hockey as far as, like, people, like
in general?
Like, Canada getting behind it?
I don't think that's it so much. I think what it more is that... Canadian fans are super dedicated. Like, Canadian wrestling fans are super dedicated. So they make a lot of noise. For example, you people probably don't really care all that much about Tyson Kidd.
I mean, most people don't. I love him, but yeah.
Yeah. We love him for simply because of the fact he's A, Albertan, and B, he's a Hart. He was trained in the Hart Family Dungeon. I think he's, like, a mild relative. I don't know exactly how that works. And just because he's Canadian. And again, like, with Chris Jericho, we all freaked out when he showed up. Whenever Christian comes in, we mark like no one's business. And
I know that you're particularly big on...
Edge?
Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal, yeah. I'm not big on Jinder Mahal. I'm big on him as a PWA wrestler.
Before he was gender,
he's great. WWE just doesn't know how to handle him. Although I am enjoying Three Man Band, they're kind of hilarious.
I don't. Okay, if you say so.
I love the.
This isn't a wrestling podcast, so I'm not going to get into it.
I love the Jobber Squad. They're great.
The three job band.
Although they've been winning a terrifying amount of matches lately, so. And they had a 10%.
Really? I haven't seen
them win anything. They had a 10% chance at winning the Royal Rumble, according to Heath Slater's mom.
You know what? She's got a. She
did the math right. I mean, there's three of them. There's 30 entrants. That's 10%.
Who knew? And Jinder did get the coveted 27 spot.
Yes, he did. That's true.
Me and Joel pretty much both are in agreement that the 27 spot is forever cursed now.
I didn't even realize he'd came in. I'm watching the Rumble and something's happening. I think I'm paying attention to the fact...
Like, oh, Jinder's
yeah,
there.
I'm paying attention to the fact that every time a new entrant is coming in, Dolph Ziggler's, like, this far away from getting eliminated every single time.
He spent more time on the apron than he did in the actual ring.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I see Jinder Mahal, and I'm like, oh, wait, what? When did that happen?
Yeah. Alright, so, again, gonna curve away from wrestling, because we got a special episode for that.
We do?
Coming up
yes.
soon, at some point.
That's exciting.
So, there is one sport that we haven't really touched on. Well, there's a couple sports we haven't touched
on. Oh, I was gonna actually say this in my defense. I do watch football. I don't watch hand egg. Yeah, what you guys play. Or what Canadians play. I watch, like, football. Like, go to the Eastern Hemisphere and watch actual football, you know, with a round ball that you kick.
Oh, football, yeah.
Yeah, football, yeah. Football. I hate it when people say that. And it's not soccer, it's completely different. Soccer and football are actually two different sports. The ball is different.
What?
A few of the rules are different. They are pretty different sports. I hate soccer. I think soccer is boring.
Are you talking about rugby?
No, I'm talking about football. They are different. No, I love rugby,
you're
too.
You're blowing my mind because now I thought there was only two different kinds of football. Now you're telling me there's a third
one? No, there's soccer and then there's football. And...
Yes.
Like, football is...
You guys can't see this, but we're using hand motion, and it just looks like we're getting to second base with each other.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, Nathan.
Stop it. Explicit tag, explicit tag!
Okay. So, we got American
soccer.
There's football, as the world knows, and then there's American football.
Yeah.
Okay.
And football, as the world knows it... It is similar to soccer. There are a few different rules. The ball is different. I think the ball's a bit bigger. It's also pleated differently. It's a bit different. It's a bit more interesting. I think it's more fast-paced.
But is the point of it to still
kick a ball into a net? Yeah.
That's soccer!
It's football.
That's soccer! You're sitting here trying to explain something that's completely different, but it's the same thing. It's soccer. Or... football.
I don't know
why they
say
call
football.
It.
I love...
It's how... Okay, we Americans, whenever we're trying to, like... Someone's like, no, it's not soccer. We always were mockingly like, oh, excuse me, football.
I hear that all the... Like, at E3, they were talking about the newest football game, and I'm just sitting here giggling to myself.
Every time they say football? Yeah.
Like, this is the greatest thing ever. So, the one sport we haven't talked about...
Well, okay, there's two sports we haven't talked about.
Curling.
Well, there's one that you're going to be a little bit more, like, well, angry about. So, let's go ahead and just talk briefly about baseball.
Oh, we're not going to talk about curling? That's not one of the sports we're talking about? That's not a thing in the States?
I only pay attention... I love curling, but
okay.
I'll explain that... I really only pay attention to the Olympics, but that's just me.
Okay.
I love it. I think it's fun. And I think it's like, that's a sport I could probably actually do.
It's so much fun.
I can imagine.
It's great. If you come up here, I'll take you curling.
Nice.
I'll take you and Joel curling. Nice. You hear that, Joel?
That's
curling.
There's a bucket list right there.
Yeah.
So, baseball. Not that big of a deal in Canada.
I love baseball.
Right.
I love it. I think it's great.
I know.
But
right now, there's only one Canadian baseball team left, right?
Yes,
just the Toronto Blue Jays.
I didn't know there were any others ever. I think there's only...
You used to have the Expos.
Oh, okay.
Before they were sold down to Washington.
Okay, I did not know that. There are... Yeah. a lot of, I don't know, the double A teams.
Yeah.
In Edmonton, we used to have the Trappers, the Edmonton Trappers, mm-hmm. great team. I went to pretty much every game for a solid, like, 3 or 4 years, every home game.
Nice.
I loved it. It was so much fun. And then they got sold somewhere in the States, the Texas Trappers they became. Which makes no sense, because Trappers, they were fur trappers, and that's not Texas at all. That's, like, hardcore
Texas,
Canadian history.
If you can't shoot it, they don't bother.
Exactly. That's, like, hardcore Canadian history is trappers.
I'm going to get so many angry Texas letters now.
I can say whatever I want, because I'm an ignorant Canadian. I know nothing about Texas.
Right. Well, okay, you won't hear anything from Americans.
I'll just hear people yelling at me about Quebec, because I say bad stuff about them too often.
Yeah, but they're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So they got sold. And then we got the Cracker Cats, which was great.
That sounds racist. I don't know what that name would even begin to try to insult, like, or who that would be trying to insult, but it just sounds like it could be racist.
It does. They were really bad.
Well, yeah. Do you think you would put any effort into being called the Cracker Cats? I think not.
And then they got sold. And now we have, like, the most half-assed team. I think they're, like, the Edmonton Capitals, I think. We might have another new team that might be called the Expos again. I think that's a thing. But they're both terrible. Like, it's just bad. So, yeah, no one really cares so much about baseball. My friend Graham was a huge Maple Leafs fan, and so was Maple Leafs. Wow, that was... I'm going to get killed. Blue Jays fan.
I was about to say, Maple Leafs was a hockey team.
And so was my bio teacher in grade 12. He was a pretty big fan.
Or 12th grade for American
friends. Yep, sorry. I'm sorry. Let me translate. Biology 20. And I meant grade 11, actually. 11th grade, because I'm...
I'm a pretty big baseball fan for, like, the first month. And then by that point, Cubs are usually out of it, and then I stop giving
That's really disappointing, because aren't they, like, super popular?
They're super popular, but they haven't won a World Series since 1908.
So they're the Oilers.
Well, you guys won some Stanley Cups with Gretzky.
Yeah, in the, like, 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
I think.
We haven't won a championship. We haven't even been to the World Series since, I think, 1942 or something like that. But we haven't won anything since 1908.
That's kind of depressing.
A little bit, you know.
That's actually really
and there's a
depressing.
Whole curse. There's a whole curse thing that
the goat
actually
curse,
I was
right. I need to watch that documentary. Still,
you watch the documentary. We're actually going to do a podcast about just the goat curse.
I'm excited for this because I know nothing about it. My friends,
right?
I've been telling. I always run past what you want to talk about with my friends, and they're like, "The goat curse? What is that?" And they're like, "This sounds fascinating."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll definitely get on that. We might wait a few episodes before we don't want to do two back to back sports episodes.
Yeah. We might. Both of us might fall asleep.
Right. Baseball used to be a bigger deal down here. It kind of is now.
It's because Babe Ruth isn't around anymore. I mean, come on.
Do what?
Babe Ruth isn't around anymore. That's the reason. Right.
I'm pretty sure no one. is around from the Babe Ruth era.
Owen?
Owen no
Hart? Dude, oh, no one.
No.
I'm like, dude, too
I said
soon.
No one.
Too soon, not funny.
That was a little funny. it was big.
Totally thought you said Owen.
Before the 90s. There was a big strike in the 90s, a lot like hockey, and then that just kind of turned everyone off from it. Until the big home run race in 98, I believe.
The home run
race? The home run race. It was two players were both on track to breaking the season home run record.
Oh, that's cool. How many was
Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa?
How big was the record? Like what?
68.
Wow. 69. Wow, yeah. Getting 69 home runs in a season.
Right.
Now wasn't the record Sammy Sosa like, all like, I'm on steroids, right?
So isn't was Mark. That a both thing? Guys. Both of okay. those guys. Yeah, I used both to, of those guys.
I used to order this magazine from Japan called Shonen Jump. It was like a monthly manga magazine. Anyway, and it would always there was a pretty long stint where the back advertisement would be like these guys eating like ballpark dogs, but they'd have like Sammy Sosa's arms.
Yeah.
It was so great.
Yeah. Sammy Sosa was a weird cat. He was played for the Cubs, so I got to see that pretty much right up close and personal. But he was alleged to be on steroids. He's never admitted okay. anything, or
so Lance
he's
Armstrong.
Never been tried for anything. Mark McGwire. He's admitted it. He's trying to be, you know, very repentant now. Then there was the Barry Bonds thing.
You
Barry
totally
Bonds
missed my Lance Armstrong joke. I'm really depressed about that.
I'm sorry. Barry Bonds, who now holds that home run record, he's been in a whole bunch of different court cases. He's been tried for perjury because he's told them he wasn't on steroids. Then they're like, yes, you were. And he's like, oh, yeah, I was. So that the steroids thing now isn't really helping, although those guys seem to be pretty much out of league by now. Like, I think there's a lot more there's a lot less steroids being taken now nowadays.
Is there really that much of an appeal still to be a professional baseball player? Like, do they get paid well? Because, like, in Canada, a lot of hockey players have second jobs. A lot of hockey right. players.
They're not that bad. Once you're in the major leagues, and if you're to the point where you're an everyday starter,
mm-hmm.
you're fine. Okay. You know. Most even if you're a bench player, you're fine, really. Once you get like as like one of the elite players, you just get paid an obscene amount. Same with the NBA okay. players. Like as soon as you make it to an NBA club, you could if you're responsible, you could be set for life.
Nice.
A lot of them aren't.
Yeah. Well, this is gonna be a plug, not for me, for another YouTube channel.
Oh Lord.
There's a YouTube channel that I watch pretty religiously, called the Vlog Brothers, Hank and John Green. Nerdfighters represent. Anyway. Hank released his, Friday video today, and it was, Football for Geeks, or Nerds, I can't remember the exact title. It's pretty much just breaking down the appeal of football. It's a really cool video, go check it out.
Huh.
It was good. They didn't really talk about the rules of football, they more talked about, like, the appeal of it and why.
Right, oh lord, no, you...
And he mentioned...
Explaining the rules of football is arduous.
Yeah, and he mentioned the whole... Yeah, football players could be pretty set for life if they're responsible. Sadly, like 2 years after they retire, they're usually broke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So now I would like to move into...
Is this the one that I might get mad about? Okay.
Yes. NASCAR.
Oh, crap.
It's considered a sport in the United States.
It's not in the Olympics. It's not a sport.
I know, because you're going to do the whole thing. Oh, they're driving in circles.
It's a left turn. That's all they do. They turn left over and over, and it's so boring.
But they do it really fast.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb.
Okay, I don't want to get... we don't have to get too in-depth with it, because I'm pretty sure we'll probably talk about this whenever we cover the South.
My stepdad watched it. I think that's one reason I hate it, because he's an idiot and I hated him, but, like, it is so dumb.
I'm willing to bet that that's it. That's
no,
the issue.
No,
right
I thought
there.
It was stupid before that. I just...
Right.
But, like, he would always watch it. He would watch two channels, the Weather Network and anything that was playing NASCAR. That is all he would watch.
To be fair, that's also my dad as well, but I don't, you know, I love my father.
Oh, well, yeah, that's fair. There's a difference between you hating someone and loving them. There's a pretty big difference there.
Right.
Please
I mean, don't tell your dad how much I hate the sport. Right. I got big into it when I was younger, like when I was about 9 or 10 years old, you know. So I mean, it's definitely kid friendly.
The most I know about it is one of the racers was on Dancing with the Stars one season, and I think he won.
Really?
Yeah, his name is like Emilio something.
Oh, Juan Pablo Montoya. Is that it?
And you killed my father, prepared to die?
Close enough. We'll go with it.
No, I think he was an Indy racer, Indy 500 racer, not like... Or like a really super fast, like, Formula...
Oh, Formula One. Yeah, it was an IndyCar racer.
Yeah. Emilio...
No, it wasn't Emilio.
Because all I can think of is Emilio Estevez, and that's not right at all. That's Charlie Sheen's brother.
I might actually watch Dancing with the Stars if Emilio Estevez
I'd watch it if
was doing
Charlie
it.
Sheen was doing it. That'd be amazing.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name either. He's won quite a few. He's won a few Indy 500s.
Yeah, and he was up here in Edmonton a while ago, and my mom was all like, "Oh, I don't."
Just like that?
Yeah, exactly like that. Oh, that's all she said too. It was really confusing.
Fair enough.
NASCAR. Like, we didn't really talk about it. We just talked about how much I hate it.
Right. Well, I mean, NASCAR, like, it's one of those things where it just seems every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And they're, like, starting to have more tracks out west as well, so they're spreading out too.
It really annoys me. Every, like, Sunday, Shawn Michaels, like, destroys my Twitter feed with NASCAR garbage. Updates. I'm like, I don't... stop it.
Well, it's either that or hunting stuff.
I'm alright with the hunting stuff. That's what Stone Cold does.
Yeah.
Stone Cold! Sorry.
Wrong podcast. Alrighty. Well, that's pretty much it for me.
I hate NASCAR. That's it for me.
Yeah. Nathan really hates NASCAR.
So dumb.
If you don't take anything else away from
this. You need to take two things away from this. I hate NASCAR. Go watch that Vlogbrothers video. It's really good.
There you go.
Oh, and watch the Super Bowl on Sunday, I guess. Although
yeah,
that should
watch
go
the Super
without
Bowl,
saying.
Have fun. I don't know exactly how they, if they allow it in Canada or
if
whatever.
If they allow
CBS
it.
CBS is, well, you know, I mean, because you know, like, because you know how there's
illegal.
Like a Canada Netflix and U.S. Netflix,
we
and there's,
get,
like certain websites
no,
that...
No, we get most of the, like, big channels that you have. Like, we get NBC, we get CBS. It'll be on CBC, our Canadian Broadcasting State Center. It'll be on at, like, 4:30.
The Super Bowl is on CBS. And it's also playing on their website. They're streaming it live on CBS Sports. So there you go. You don't have any excuse not to watch it.
I'm sure I'll find one.
Right.
I'll probably watch
it. Okay. So, quick plugs here and there. If you enjoy the wrestling talk, you can listen to us at Classy Ring Attire. You can find us on iTunes. Hopefully this podcast as well will be on iTunes soon. If you ever want to get in touch with us or add your thoughts, add some topic ideas, you can follow us on Twitter. I figured that would probably be the best way to go about
this.
Yep,
that's a good one.
Nathan, go ahead and give them your Twitter handle.
I'm Nate93, N-A-I-T-93, because I'm cool like that and I don't spell things the right way.
Totally. You can find me at CWSanders39. That's CWSanders39. And again, just any ideas you have, or if you just want to tell us how awesome we are.
I like hearing that.
I
my ego is nowhere near big
too.
Enough.
So, until next time, which hopefully will be soon, I'm Chris, and this has been America's Hat.
And I'm Nathan. This has been Canada Shorts. Enjoy your burrito.
gimmick infringement. No. Just. Bye.
Bye.